AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. In his words, President Trump says the U.S. was cocked and loaded to retaliate against Iran. On Twitter, the president said he canceled the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be launched after being told 150 people could die. It follows the shooting down by Iran of a U.S. drone. Former White House Iran chief in the Carter administration, Gary Six, expects a cool-down period.
My guess is, and it's just a guess, of course, that we're not going to see any more action for at least a few days as each side stops and takes a look at sort of where we came from and how we got there and just how close we were to, I think, a very, very dangerous situation.
The head of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Aerospace Division told reporters a U.S. spy plane with about 35 crew members was flying close to the unmanned drone that was shot down. But Iran chose not to target the manned aircraft. The Missouri Health Department has decided not to renew a license to perform abortions for the state's only clinic. But the Planned Parenthood location in St. Louis can continue to perform the procedure for now. A preliminary court injunction keeping the clinic open remains in effect. There's a sign of momentum in the housing industry. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes were up 2.5% last month. Lower borrowing costs are making it easier to finance a home, with rates for a 30-year mortgage averaging 3.84% this week, according to the mortgage buyer Freddie Mac. This time last year, they were 4.57%. The faster pace of sales also boosted prices. The median sales price of a home was $277,700 in May. Still, the real estate market has yet to shake off last year's slump, with home sales down 1.1% from a year ago. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A special prosecutor has been called to look into the charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett. The charges being dropped. This is AP Radio News. A fire is still burning at a refinery in Philadelphia. It all started with explosions.
It has been contained.
The fire was so dangerous, nearby residents were ordered to shelter in place. Jonathan Villanueva says he and a friend were stunned when they saw the flames.
And he's like, what is that? Look at that. I'm like, the sun's coming up already. And then it started coming up really fast, and it was a massive fireball, lit up the whole sky.
It burned for hours. As the flames spread, residents reported hearing and feeling explosions. Several refinery workers were slightly hurt. Not clear yet exactly what caused the fire. I'm Rita Foley.
Strong winds, heavy rain, hail, and at least one tornado damaged a turkey barn and outbuildings and brought down tree branches in Minnesota. There were no reports of any injuries. The National Weather Service is predicting more storms, some possibly severe, may arrive later today in southern Minnesota. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.